some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi.
And once again, good Thursday morning to you. Our radio program moving right along here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And of course, you're watching us on TV, and you're also watching us on so many different social media platforms, and you're also listening to us on those same platforms. So however you consume media today, whether it's on radio, television, or social media, just look for CN2 and WRHI and click on all of our pages, and you will be bombarded with all kind of local information, as well as some state news and some national headlines as well. Once a month, our friends from Clemson Extension, they swing by the microphones to kind of let us know what's going on. These two ladies help us to live our best life when it comes to balancing our food and other factors that will impact us. We've got Hannah Shiflett, who covers mainly York and Chester counties, and then Elizabeth Parker, who handles Lancaster County. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I'm going to let you give your full title, because remember, it starts with that R word that I can't say. So you're both, remind us again.
We're rural health and nutrition agents with Clemson Cooperative Extension.
I just cannot say that word, but I'm glad the professionals can. So April is National Stress Awareness Month, and you all are going to walk us through some foods to help reduce stress and anxiety. And before we begin with that discussion, I would love to meet someone who has zero stress and zero anxiety, because most people I know have either one or both of them on the regular.
Well, on that note, the Gallup poll just put out a poll that said 8 in 10 Americans say that they frequently or sometimes encounter stress in their daily lives. So that's every day. They say at some point they're stressed out. So that's 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, try to think of a day where you're not stressed. Like when you go home at the end of the day and you get in bed and you could say, gosh, I wasn't stressed about anything.
Yeah, I don't think that is common.
Doable. Yeah. Elizabeth, you're being so kind. You could say, no, I don't think people are.
I don't think so.
I would love to meet people like that, because we probably can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, but our stress response is survival. I mean, it was ingrained in us to help us survive situations. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Yeah. It's just we want to control it and try
manage it.
Try not to be stressed about things we don't need to be stressed
about.
Right.
That's a great answer, Elizabeth.
That's why she's a professional.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what's it called, a fight or flight.
Yeah.
Right? So it does help us. So a little bit of stress and anxiety is okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess when it starts taking over every part of your day, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And April is National Stress Awareness Month. So y'all are going to talk to us about how to relieve some of that stress.
Yeah.
So primarily we're going to talk about different foods that help us manage our stress and anxiety today. So basically all of these foods we're going to talk about help to reduce the levels of cortisol in our bodies, which is that hormone that's primarily responsible for stress.
Okay. All right. So what foods do I need to eat today to feel less stressed by this evening?
So any of your B vitamins are really good for stress. So that's going to be your beef, chicken, eggs, fortified cereal. So B vitamins play a role in producing those brain chemicals that affect mood and other brain functions. So make sure you're getting your B vitamins, and that can help reduce your stress.
And also foods high in omega-3 fatty acids. I feel like this is one that's come a little more to light in the last few years. Those avocados, chia and flax seeds, olive oil, walnuts, the certain types of fatty fish are also great for just our cardiovascular health and all that kind of stuff, which plays into our stress as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've got protein.
Yeah, so protein actually has a lot to do with reducing stress. Protein, the amino acids in proteins help produce or create the neurotransmitters that help regulate our stress response. So almonds, lean cuts of meat, poultry, eggs, peanuts, all of the protein that you would eat as part of your regular diet.
And then probiotics and gut healthy foods. And we've heard a lot lately here in the medical world that like your gut health is what pretty much controls everything in your body. So what are some good, healthy gut foods?
Yeah. So Greek yogurt, sauerkraut, kefir, all those kind of more of a trendy, a little yes. bit, foods. But those probiotic and fermentative foods help to keep the bacteria in our digestive system balanced, helping us, you know, reduce that stress for that kind of gut to brain connection kind of thing.
So most of our serotonin is actually created in our gut. And that serotonin is that feel-good chemical in our brain.
Now, when people are stressed and they have anxiety, it would be great if they reached for those foods, but we know they do not do that, right? They go to their comfort foods, fast foods, and whatever else will make them feel well. So what are the foods we need to stay away from if we're feeling stressed and we have high anxiety?
So definitely alcohol might make you feel a little bit better in the moment, but over time, it's going to actually make your stress and anxiety worse. So we definitely want to try to avoid that and caffeine. So it can lead to overstimulation of our body's natural stress response, and it can disrupt our sleep, which is definitely important when helping with stress and anxiety.
Yeah, and those high sugar foods and those simple carbohydrates. So this can lead to a rapid increase in your blood sugar levels. We talk a lot about that because we're diabetes educators. But this can cause your body to have to regulate that blood sugar, which can affect your cortisol levels as well.
And so when you're stressed, don't go for the ice cream carton.
Right, yeah.
And I do.
Go for this. Healthy foods rather than the ice cream.
And then have a balanced meal and then have a little ice cream after if you want to.
Like a little spoonful.
Yeah, exactly.
In moderation. And then fast food. Fast food, mostly because of the inflammation it can cause in your body, can cause stress on your body and affect your stress response.
It's here in this flawless organization system I have on this show, but there is a report that someone did that what happens to your body minute by minute when you eat fast food and what triggers what when. And it was a fascinating read. I'll try to share that over the next couple of days because, again, in the moment, it feels fantastic. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you really have the headaches and you feel sluggish and you get tired. And, you know, fast food is there for a reason, right? It's just to feed your body. But, boy, it doesn't. The what comes down the pipeline after that is sometimes not great. Yeah,
it's not optimal.
That's
for our
right.
health.
That's a better way of putting it, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Where else can folks? I know y'all have so many programs there with Clemson Extension. Where else can people either reach out to you or get more ideas on foods, on how to reduce stress and anxiety?
Yeah, so you can always go to the Clemson Extension website and search the Rural Health and Nutrition Team. We have a number of programs that could help, like yoga for everybody. And then also that last month we talked about the Home and Garden Information Center, HGIC. Hannah and I actually just wrote a blog about this very topic. So if you want to know more, you can go check out our blog that will be coming out next week.
And when y'all were here last month, while we were on the show, I subscribed to it. So I get them now all the time. So thank you so much for that. Yeah. So I'll be on the lookout for your blog posts.
Perfect.
And say, I know them. They're famous. All right. Well, thank you again, Hannah and Elizabeth. They really are just packed full of information, and we appreciate so much of what you share with our listeners and viewers when it comes to our health and our bodies.